You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Zaporizhia, Ukraine, nuclear power plants, six of them, one perhaps online, and a threat from the Russian Defense Ministry, a man named Igor Kirillov, reported in Reuters. He is the head of Russia's radioactive chemical and biological defense forces. Kirillov said the Zaporizhia plant's backup support systems had been damaged as a result of shelling. Kirillov said that in the event of an accident at the plant, radioactive material would cover Germany, Poland, and Slovakia. I mention also your European news says that the Germans are ambiguously exploring the possibility of extending the life of their three remaining online nuclear power plants. There are other power plants throughout Europe dominated by the nuclear power in France, which is struggling with the heat wave and also with what we're told is delayed maintenance. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive editor of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to comment on Zaporizhia and the concern about the spill of radioactive material in the event of a catastrophe. And then to comment in general about what we're looking at, a possible failure of the electric grid in Ukraine. Henry, a very good evening to you. First, this threat from Moscow, does it have substance that a failure at Zaporizhia spreads irradiation over a vast territory, including Germany and Poland?
It's an extreme scenario. It presumes that the water that's needed to cool the spent fuel ponds and the core ceases, that there's a breach in the containment building, and that there is a release of radioactivity from the spent fuel storage area as well in the containment area. I think that's a lot of ifs, but I think what they're trying to do is spook Europe into backing off, leaning against Russia. And all of these things sound somewhat plausible and very scary, and so they're saying them.
The matter of nuclear power in general, we've discussed this in a war zone. We've also discussed the fact that the plain language suggests of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, suggests that Russia right now is committing war crimes by occupying and using a nuclear power plant as an arsenal and a staging base. So that it joins the other long list of war crimes. However, the issue of nuclear power in general now in Europe must be called into question because it is a war zone. Is there anything to your mind that is suggesting that they're going to rethink nuclear power because of these risks?
I was going to say not yet, but I got a phone call yesterday from a very high-powered lobbying firm for nuclear energy, and they were very interested in some of the writings Viktor Galinsky and I have done recently, saying, well, at a minimum, the United States should try to say that it subscribes to the policy of not wanting to target reactors. And they seem to think that getting behind that and helping us on that somehow would help deal with the crisis that you're raising. I don't think it does. But maybe there's some awareness that the news that's being generated out of Zaporizhia is not helping nuclear power's future prospects, that people will start thinking about, oh my gosh, could these things be targets?
I'm looking at a map of Ukraine provided by Bloomberg, helpfully. And we're looking at a number of nuclear power plants online. Chernobyl's offline. I understand that. Across the country, from Zaporizhia all the way to the border with Poland, I believe, is my reading of this map. But in any event, way to the west. Those then are all potential targets of Russian predation, correct? And just because they're not occupied by Russian soldiers at this point does not remove them from the target list.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And I think we're kidding ourselves if we obsess only about this single plant in Ukraine. And I think from previous shows, we've tried to explore the question of, well, what about other places, nearby? If the war goes outside of Ukraine, are other reactors going to be targeted? I mean, that's a bit of a stretch, but I mean, we have to start thinking about these things. I don't think we have until now.
And to think in what direction, Henry, if you're a war zone, you can't have a power plant, or we have to...
Well, if you have a power plant in a war zone, you ought to take some precautions you're not taking. I mean, in Belarus, they have a missile defense brigade dedicated at their reactor site. We don't. Should we? Maybe we need to think about that. I don't know how much good it'll do, but the Belarusians seem to think it's absolutely imperative. Then the question is, do you build more? Well, that depends, I assume, on whether you've done a risk assessment. Have we? I don't think so. At least that much. Yeah.
Is it significant that, according to Bloomberg, these 15 Soviet-era reactors are online? Soviet-era is the question mark. Now, that would describe Chernobyl. Are they more vulnerable to outside attacks than would be a reactor in this country?
No, I think they're actually very similar to many of the reactors we have online now. They're light water reactors. They're not the RMBK style, which is what Chernobyl was, which that design, which was so old, it cracked open in the 50s. What was amazing is that the accident didn't occur earlier. It was such an accident-prone design. So, no, I think these things are pretty similar to an awful lot of the plants that are currently operating around the world.
Therefore, we turn to, since we can't answer the war threats from Moscow, the concern in Germany is open the plants, extend their life, or shut them down and huddle a little bit for winter time. What is your understanding of the case for nuclear power in Europe? Has it been decided by this crisis of Russia's attacks, or is it still being debated?
Well, it's certainly being debated. And in the case of Germany, you have a kind of microcosm of the debate in that all they're talking about and at most is extending the life of the reactors in question. I think there's three of them for 24 months to get through a winter. More likely, less time than that, and they haven't yet made the decision. More important, some European observers have noted that the key reason for extending their life has something not at all to do with electricity, but natural gas for heat, and that is because they've been trying to get the Dutch to reopen their gas efforts. And the Dutch have said, well, but you've got to do something you don't want to do because we don't want to do that for environmental reasons. So there's a lot of stories beneath the stories on that one. More generally, Eastern Europe seems enthralled with the idea of trying to stand up nuclear power plants. But I don't think it's going quite so well in Western Europe.
A final thought, just 30 seconds right now. Do you regard the Zaporizhia threats from Moscow substantive or rhetorical?
I think we have to take them substantively. Being glib about something that's potentially this dangerous is a mistake. You got to hope that they are rhetorical, but boy, you better be prepared that they're not.
Henry Sokolsky is the executive editor of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Bash.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.